So you now you teach it. You're a professor at Mass Maritime. Mm-hmm. So how did that transition happen?
Well, the the one thing is the structure of my company was changing. We had ship group coordinators, they call them, set of port captains. When I started, we had probably 20 ships and one port captain. When I left, we had probably, maybe 8 ships and 4 ship group coordinators who are like the port captains, mm-hmm. And it's micromanagement. It's just to the mattresses. You couldn't do a thing on there without checking first.
Yeah.
You couldn't even go ashore to look around, or they'd, where are you? We need you, So it kind of was getting to me, and my kids were getting ready for high school, where they were getting up into high school, and I figured, it's a good time to be around. So I started thinking about a shoreside job. And I saw an ad in the Maritime Reporter for the NTSB. And I thought, that's always something I thought would be a dream job, to work for National Transportation Safety Board, So I like investigating things. We were pretty much trained. Exxon has a great training program, and they were really in safety conscious. And they trained us on error causal factors and investigating things so you get to the root cause of the accident and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I applied to this job, the NTSB, and lo and behold, I was called down there for an interview, and one of the things was, they said, well, you want to analyze this accident? So, of course, we got this training, so worked out pretty good, and they offered me a job down there. And about that time, we were into negotiations about moving costs. About that time, Mass Maritime, I know one of the guys down there, Captain McGurthy, I had taught part-time when I was home. Mm-hmm. They call up and say, we got an opening for a part-time, it's a full-time position, but it's not a permanent position.
Right.
To teach down there, do you want to do it? So I'm thinking, what do? Do you go to your dream job, NTSB, and move your family to Washington, D.C. area? And, I don't know if I want to do that. And do you want to do this, which isn't going to pay anything, but, you're going to be close to home, your kids don't have to move. And so, once again, Mass Maritime went out. I had to call NTSB and tell them, I'm sorry. Mm. So I went to Mass Maritime and did a few years there as a non-permanent full-time person, and then eventually I was hired as a full-time person, permanent employee. And I had to get a master's degree. That's the minimum, educational degree you have to have for a professional maritime faculty. The other faculty there want part of the licensed. They have to have, of course, doctorates. So, I've been teaching there since 1998. Went ashore. I was captain when I retired, and it's funny because it's one of the things at Mass Maritime. They have a rank system. They have uniforms and all this stuff. Yeah. But you can't be you can be a captain there if you're a colonel in the Army or the Marines, mm-hmm. or a captain in the Navy, captain in the Coast Guard. Any of the forces where it was equal to captain's rank, you can become. Mm-hmm. You can be a captain there if you're a captain of the school ship. But if you come off a ship and you're a captain, no, you're not a captain anymore. You're the lieutenant you start off at. Get professor. I'm a commander now, it's kind of irksome. Not so much that, they're not calling you captain, which they are, but the fact that they'll allow the military rank to transfer over. When it isn't a military school, it's a merchant marine school, but they won't let the merchant marine rank carry over, So it's kind of funny that way.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal, but it's irksome for that, to me, in that regard.
What subjects do you teach?
I've taught just about everything there, but currently, in the last few years, I've been doing ship handling and advanced seamanship. Mm-hmm. I was doing coastal nav, which is for the freshmen and sophomores. These other classes are for seniors and juniors. Yeah, and I use the new full mission bridge simulator. Simulation's great,